spend more time.
96.5 Allison are recognizing women in our community that make a difference every day with Heroes in Heels, powered by
the law firm of Andrea Aiden, your experienced and compassionate family law specialist. Learn more at AidenLaw.net.
On the phone with us is attorney Andrea Aiden from Aiden Family Law. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So we're super excited because over this past year, we've been introducing you to incredible women in our community. It's our Hero in Heels, recognizing these women that go above and beyond to help others in our community and just be good people. Yep. And Andrea, why is it so important for you and your law firm to be part of this program?
Oh, I mean, this program is just amazing. We get to promote incredible women throughout our community. And not only that, learn about amazing programs and how these women affect our community. And it's just been an honor to be a part of it, and I've really enjoyed it.
What I love about this is not only is this a leader in our community, but she's also shaping women of our future.
Right. The next Heroes in Heels.
So introduce us to Coach Amanda Levins.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. So with 4 years at the helm of the Nevada women's basketball program, Amanda Levins is set to begin her fifth season as head coach in the 2021-2022 season. Coach Levins is a native of Belvedere, Illinois, where she was a three-time All-State selection at Belvedere High School. She had her number 11 jersey retired at Belvedere High School in 2010. She earned her bachelor's degree in history from Arizona State in 2002 and earned her master's degree in higher education administration from Nevada in 2007. Coach has been at the helm not only for Nevada, but also for Arizona State and Southern Illinois. She got married in 2019 and has two sons, David and Devon. It is our honor to recognize Coach Amanda Levins as this week's Hero in Heels.
Woo! Coach, good morning to you!
Good morning. Thank you very much. That was an amazing introduction. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Coach, I mean, you've had a great run at the University of Nevada getting set for the 21-22 season.
That's all cool. Can I just ask the real question, though? What's it like getting your jersey retired? That's amazing. What was that like?
I probably was a little bit uncomfortable, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because,
you're that
you know,
person.
When you're playing and stuff, yeah, it's just you're doing what you love, and it's just kind of like natural. You're getting honored, and you're like, well, you know, I had the opportunity to play it in this gym, and to me, like, I felt that way about, like, what the school meant to me. Like, they're retired in my mind.
Right,
you know?
Wow.
And all my coaches and things like that. And so, you know, it almost feels backwards. Like, I'm the one that appreciates that experience. You know, hopefully it just inspires the next generation of players coming up, you know, through there that they can look up and see it and say, you know what, I can do that too.
So inspiring. Not only getting your jersey retired, but now you're our Hero in Heels for this week,
right?
Let's talk about this because you guys are getting set for the big 21-22 season. It starts with an exhibition game with Fresno at Lawler Event Center.
Fresno, boo.
What does it take to get the ladies prepped and ready for this big season coming up?
Well, we have a lot of returners this year, and this is the first season since I've been at Nevada where our upperclassmen have been with us for three, and we have a couple players who have been with us for 4 years. So we're returning a great deal of experience. And so this offseason was a little different than anyone we've had because we weren't teaching so much new stuff. You know, we were kind of reviewing, fine-tuning, and then we had players that were really helping our new players and younger players come along. And so to now have a team that is more player-led, people that have been through all of this stuff, that was really nice. You know, that's been our goal to get to that point since we've been here. And so, you know, I thought we had a really good offseason. We made a lot of progress in a lot of areas, some things that we really wanted to work on individually with players. And then coming off of COVID, everything's still a little bit unusual, to be honest. You know, last year was a very unusual season. You know, every day our goal was just to be grateful for the opportunity to play basketball and get to be together because there was always this looming possibility that, you know, today's practice could be canceled or the next game could be canceled. And so we just try to live in the moment and appreciate it. And as coaches, we try to do that all the time and get our teams to do that all the time, right?
That's
but
the
this
mantra.
Pandemic really, really created that for us. And I'm hopeful that we'll have that carryover of just that, you know, the gratefulness every day to be together and the opportunity to play basketball. And You know, our team, they're just amazing people. They have great relationships with each other, and they're really fun to coach. I think they really enjoy playing together. They enjoy spending time together off the court. And so I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting back in Lawler with fans. So that'll be incredible after not having them last season and getting a chance just to play in front of our community.
I have to ask you this. Outside of wins, what is the most rewarding thing to you as being at the helm of the women's basketball team?
You know, I think as coaches, we're really teachers. And so watching players
absolutely
get a concept or grow or become something that they weren't when they got here, but you always knew that they could be. I mean, that's just amazing, seeing players just grow and develop.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when they come in the office and they tell us they got a good grade on a test that they've been working hard to achieve.
Sure.
That's just amazing. You know, you're just so happy for them.
Personal
and then when
pride.
They graduate. You know, they graduate and you know that they're going to go and be successful in whatever they choose to do beyond basketball.
Yeah.
And then probably the last thing is when they come back a couple years later and they talk to the players and they tell them, like, listen, stuff you're going through right now might seem hard, but everything that you're learning and adversity you're overcoming is only going to help you be successful in your life beyond basketball.
Yeah.
So I love the relationships that last, you know, beyond when they play here for us. But I think the best thing, honestly, is just the teaching, seeing them, like, grow and get concepts and just become things that maybe they never thought that they could be.
I bet you your coaches feel that same way about you, you know?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
Coach Amanda Levins, not only our hero in heels for this week, but you're also at the helm of the Nevada women's basketball team, getting set for their big season. Of course, the exhibition first game is happening on October 31st at Lawler Event Center. Get your tickets now at 348-PAC and get all the details. And Coach Levins, we really appreciate
Go
your time.
Them, ladies.
And congratulations on being this week's hero in heels.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Thank you very much for having me.
The most music and the most fun on the Alice Morning Show.
One of our most hardest one gotta goes
right?
is on the way. Your choice is mac and cheese, tacos, fries, or steak. The BFFs...
they weighed in.
In a hot debate. Coming up.
Have a show idea, request, or comments? Call or text the Alice Morning Show phone anytime. 775 775-